time for our regular spot with Kerri-Ann Walsh from Canberra. Good afternoon, good morning to you. I'm time challenged this morning.
You're rushing to that rugby game. That's what you're trying to do.
I was just telling the control room I don't follow minority sports, but that's neither here nor there. Speaking of hard pressed, how are they doing it in Melbourne at the moment? What's the latest?
Well, it's not good down there at all. They've had one tower, or what, nine towers, public housing, social housing tenants that have been locked down. It's 3,000 people that have been locked down now for 5 days, and some towers are going to be locked down for another nine. Very, very distressing scenes. People there have been upset at the lack of communication, or what they've claimed has been the lack of communication. So you've got that distressing scene in Greater Melbourne, and then you have now a hard closure of all Melbourne borders to other states and territories in Australia. And also New South Wales is eyeing it very, very nervously and saying, well, some of our areas may have to be locked down too because there's seepage into New South Wales. So it's a little bit of a knife edge at the moment as to whether what is afflicting Victoria is going to spread to the rest of Australia.
How easy is it to seal those borders? I mean, and one would think that they're big areas. Not every nook and cranny can be looked after by police.
It's very difficult. There are 45 entry points, crossing points into Victoria. They're bridges, they're roads, there's dirt. There's dirt roads. There's rivers. It's a very, very big project. They're being patrolled by the ADF, by the police, by drones. I mean, it's almost in a way a war zone, a conflict zone. But it is to stop the spread of what never really went away. It's not a second wave. It's a spike. And it was down to a couple of mistakes, a bit of clumsiness on behalf of a couple of bureaucracies, a really seriously bad hotel quarantine program for international travellers when they returned, who were supposed to quarantine for 14 days but were partying. And so there's a number of reasons, but you can't look back, you have to look forward. And all of Australia is rooting for Victoria. We're hoping that it can come under control and not spread to the rest of us, although we've got four cases here in the ACT and we hadn't had any for 6 weeks.
No, well, take care. Keep wearing the mask, lots of exercise. Thank you, Kerri-Ann Walsh from Canberra.